Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris said she sharply pressed Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Thursday about the humanitarian situation in Gaza in talks that were watched for signs of how she might shift American policy about Israel if she becomes president. Harris told reporters after the meeting, Israel has a right to defend itself.
I also expressed with the Prime Minister my serious concern about the scale of human suffering in Gaza, including the death of far too many innocent civilians.
Hours earlier, U.S. President Joe Biden pressed for a ceasefire to the 9-month-old war in Gaza during face-to-face talks with Netanyahu. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris's presidential campaign's first advertisement released on Thursday has a pop culture flair, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In this election, we each face a question.
The video underscores a central campaign message about what kind of nation Americans want.
We choose freedom.
Freedom, freedom, I can't move.
Set to a Beyoncé soundtrack, the video is being highlighted on social media as the campaign looks to reach younger voters.
Let's get to work.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Harris vowed to empower labor unions and prevent school book bans while addressing a powerful teachers' union on Thursday, seeking to draw a sharp contrast with her Republican rival for the presidency, Donald Trump. In a 20-minute address in Houston, Texas, to the American Federation of Teachers, the 59-year-old focused on economic policy and workers' rights, touting plans for affordable health care and child care, and criticizing Republican Party members for blocking gun limits in the wake of school shootings.